This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli taking vote of confidence from House of Representatives tomorrow. CPN UML issues whip to parliamentarians to vote for Prime Minister. Nepali Congress calls parliamentary party meeting on Sunday to discuss Prime Minister's vote of trust motion. Chief Ministers of Lumbini and Bagmati province seeking trust vote from province assemblies tomorrow. And at least 40 migrants killed after the boat travelling off northern coast of Haiti caught fire. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is taking a vote of confidence from the House of Representatives tomorrow. The newly appointed Prime Minister is taking a trust vote as per the Article 76 and Sub-Article 4 of the Constitution. The Constitution of Nepal mandates that the Prime Minister, appointed with the support of more than two political parties, should seek a vote of confidence within 30 days of appointment. President Ramchandra Porel on the 14th of July had appointed Oli as the Prime Minister in accordance with the Constitution. Oli was appointed the Prime Minister in the backing of the largest party of the Parliament, the Nepali Congress. The House of Representatives meeting is scheduled at 1 p.m. for tomorrow. Meanwhile, the CPN-UML has issued a whip to its parliamentarians to vote the Prime Minister in the trust motion. Chief whip of the party, Mahesh Bartola, is said to have issued a circular to all lawmakers of the party via SMS today. In the trust motion slated tomorrow, Prime Minister Oli is likely to garner votes from his own party and the Nepali Congress, as well as other fringe parties. A meeting of the Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party is scheduled for tomorrow. The Nepali Congress called its Parliamentary Party meeting as the Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is seeking a vote of confidence in the Parliament on Sunday. The Parliamentary Party meeting will take place at Lotse Hall of the Federal Parliament in New Banishore at 12 noon tomorrow. Lumbini Province Chief Minister Jok Bahadur Mahara is set to take a vote of confidence from tomorrow. Province Assembly Secretary Durlabh Kumar Poon said Chief Minister Mahara is seeking vote of confidence at 1 p.m. in the 14th meeting of the 4th Convention. Chief Minister Mahara is seeking vote of confidence after the CPN-UML withdrew its support to the government. The change in the central government has also affected the provincial governments. The CPN-UML and the Nepali Congress are preparing to form a government in Lumbini province. Meanwhile, the CPN-UML parliamentary party in Bagmati province today issued a whip to its parliamentarians to vote against Chief Minister Salikram Jamakatyal. CPN-UML's Bagmati province chief whip Madhusudan Podal issued the whip for its lawmakers to mandatorily attend the meeting tomorrow and vote against Chief Minister Jamakatyal. The formation of the coalition governed with the Nepali Congress in the centre led the CPN-UML withdrew its support in the provinces. A team of Indian rescuers has arrived in Nepal to help in searching those passengers gone missing after Simultal bus accident. It has been over a week that two buses had plunged into the Tirsuli River from Simultal along the Narayanghat-Moglin road after they were swept away by the landslide. The search for the missing passengers has continued with untiring efforts of the security agencies. Executive Chief of the National Disaster Rescue Reduction Management Authority, Anil Pokhrel, informed that a 12-member squad of the Indian National Disaster Response Force arrived in Nepal today to help Nepal search those missing since the Simultal accident. The rescuers from the neighboring country have also begun the talks from today itself. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni, mitra. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tehi ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 has dial gone host
Nepal Telecom Rashtrako Sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Democratic Thoughts Society has urged the political parties associated with the newly formed coalition government to make public their official commitments. The request was made in a concept note presented in an interaction organized by the society to mark the 42nd Memorial Day of the People's Leader, B.P. Koirala. The society has called for the disclosure of the commitments made between the leaders of the two big constituents of the government, the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML, with the official decisions. Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Vidya Bhattarai, has stressed on connecting the university resources with the community. Addressing a discussion held today in Kathmandu University's School of Education, Minister Bhattarai emphasized on connecting the community with the researchers to enhance the skills and capacity of the students. The education minister said technical education must be emphasized in coordination with the universities. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 40 migrants have died after the boat they were traveling in caught fire off the northern coast of Haiti, a United Nations agency says. The BBC quoted the International Organization for Migration, IOM, as saying 41 others were rescued by the Haitian Coast Guard. The vessel was traveling from Cap Haitian to the Turks and Caicos Islands. The exact cause of the fire is not clear yet. But a local official was quoted by Reuters news agency as saying that people on the boat were lighting candles in a ritual to ask for safe passage, leading gasoline-filled drums to catch fire. Tens of thousands of people flee Haiti every year, escaping poverty, lawlessness, and gang violence at home. A massive tech failure that caused travel chaos around the world on Friday is continuing to cause some disruptions. According to the BBC, experts are now also warning possible further risk as criminals seek to exploit the IT issues. The boss of CrowdStrike, the cyber security firm responsible for worldwide IT outages, apologized and also warned against bad actors. Thousands of flights were cancelled and banking, healthcare and payment systems were also badly affected. At least 11 people have died and more than 30 are missing after a highway bridge partially collapsed during torrential rains in northeast China. The BBC cited the provincial authority as saying that bridge over a river in Shanxi province, Sanglur City, collapsed on Friday night due to a sudden downpour and flash floods. According to the authorities, rescue teams have recovered several vehicles that fell into the river, with efforts still underway. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kusi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Sudur Paschim province, and at one or two places of the rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kusi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Sudur Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli taking vote of confidence from House of Representatives tomorrow. CPN-UML issues whip to parliamentarians to vote for Prime Minister. Nepali Congress calls a parliamentary party meeting on Sunday to discuss Prime Minister's vote of trust motion. Chief Ministers of Lumbini and Bagmati provinces seeking trust vote from province assemblies tomorrow. And at least 40 migrants killed after the boat travelling up north coast of Haiti caught fire. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.